Hi, this is Vision for Patient Care. Sarika Hicks, SHARRICKHICCKS. Sarika Hicks is here for an evaluation for an automobile accident related issues. She was initially involved as on 10/21/2024, where she was a rear passenger on the right. And was cannot provide a detail of her accident at all. No police report has been brought, no pictures have been given to us, and no details of the accident are given. Somehow I feel that it could be a fraud accident if all the details do not come forward. The patient visits after a gap of 1 month. She was last seen on 1/30/2023 and she missed her last appointment. It do not appear that she is in extreme pain as she describes. She reports of ongoing headaches that are present in the front head and the both sides of the temple around 7, neck pain is around 7, and the lower back pain is around 8. No radiation of the pain is reported, and no motor weakness is reported, no dizziness, vertigo is reported. Patient has not passed out or any seizures. She's able to walk very well without any issue. No pain, no intarsic, no limping. The patient seems like pretty good deal at this time. Although she is reporting her pain varies from 6 to 8 in the area of the neck and the lower back. And radios, according to her, are affected 7. She does report 80% improvement in overall symptoms. She is undergoing physical therapy 3 times a week, chiropractic treatments, heat at home, home exercises. Kindly review the records for the ADLs and the system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. Physical examination remains the same. The blood pressure was found to be 131/86. Pulse is 79 and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 1/30/2025, dictation number 0420-002. Sorry, 005. I apologize. 0420-005. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the conservative treatment with physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. Medications, she's again provided with Celebrex 200 milligram a day. For anti-inflammatory effect, she's provided with Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for the stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief. Aloe vera is provided 50 mg at night for stomach protection. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety. Lyrica is provided 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Furosemide are provided 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. So, and then Lidoprim ointment is provided for pain relief, topical pain relief. The patient continues her physical therapy to the neck, to the lower back, as well as to the back part of the shoulder. Shoulder examination is not having any issues with the rotator cuff injury. Hawken Kennedy test was not positive. Motor strength is pretty good. And traction massage. She's released to a regular job. is a babysit. She does a hair salon, and no other issues are left. Thank you. It'll be seen in 30 days' time. The MRIs were still reviewed, and it is found that there, she does have a mild injury to the lumbar spine with bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1. Similarly, she has an issue in the cervical spine affecting the the C2-C3, which is a bulging disc, and C5-6, C6-7, where there is a herniated disc with the compression of left C6 and C7 nerve root. If the symptoms continue, patient will be advised to undergo epidural injections that will help her further. Thank you so much. Home exercises and yoga meditation have been advised. Infrared treatment, laser treatment has also been discussed, and a chiropractic treatment has been discussed as well.